Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So people are constantly trying to figure out a way to generate more engagement. And one of the hottest things out there right now is audio and video. Primarily video, but audio is still hot. Obviously, this podcast is audio content. And there's other ways to do it. There's a brand new app out called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. You can get it at the App Store. I don't know if it's available for Android or not, but it's pretty cool. You basically just go on, you record something, and then people continue the conversation by basically adding on. They'll respond to it. And the first Anchor that I did, I had two people immediately come on and say, hey, welcome to Anchor, you know, and then I tried a couple other things and didn't necessarily get a lot of engagement, but I'm just starting to play with it. And of course, you know, podcasting is huge. There's so many podcasts out there, and there's so many courses on how to do podcasts, but audio is just one medium. Video seems to be the thing that is really driving the internet at this point. We've talked a little bit about Blab. I started a Blab show called Blab with Bacon. You can find it at blabwithbacon.com. And I do one every Monday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. I've invited on some guests, and we talk about everything from coaching to internet marketing, but it's a way to create engagement with an audience. And people can jump on, they can watch, they can jump on the hot seat, they can ask questions. It's very, very cool. There's a tool that goes along with that that I downloaded and purchased called ManyCam. It's M-A-N-Y-C-A-M. And what it allows you to do is put a lower third. What a lower third is something that has your name and your email address or your title or whatever it is. You see it on news shows and things like that all the time. It also allows you to switch sources, so you can put up images. I occasionally put up images of my book. I put up that the show is sponsored by Bacon Coach and Bacon Podcast, and that's text that scrolls. So there's a lot of things that you can do with that. But Blab has really turned into an industry of its own. I mean, people are using these shows to market their business. But that's just one piece of the video marketing puzzle. Then, of course, you've got something like Periscope. And we've talked about Periscope before. You can go back and listen to that episode and my expert interviews. Periscope allows you, from your phone, to basically do a monologue. You can talk directly into the phone, or you can hold the phone up and basically do a panoramic. Let's say you're standing at the Grand Canyon. You can show what's happening in the world and talk about it. So it really is like a Periscope. And a lot of people are using those to market. People like Russell Brunson from .comsecrets.com does these shows all the time. Joel Comm does them. There's a lot of people using Periscope, and some people are using Meerkat and things of that nature. So there's lots of video content out there. One of the newest things to hit, which is very, very cool, is called Facebook Live. Now, you have to have an iPhone or an iOS app to be able to do this. You can do it on your tablet as well. So if you have an iPad, iPad mini, whatever, you can do that as well. It allows you to basically go live on the air, and then it records it and puts it in your personal profile. So at this point, Facebook Live does not allow you to do it to business pages. I'm sure you could share it to the business page, but it's only working on personal profiles. Now, Facebook had something called Facebook Mentions. Facebook Mentions were for only verified celebrity Facebook accounts. And there, you could have your own Facebook Live account, and I believe that would work with a business page. I'm not 100% sure, because I ain't that popular and I don't have one, but I'm pretty sure that's what it does. Facebook Live allows you to go in and say, okay, let me share something, and then it will let you do the live version of video online. So a lot of people are doing that. And I see a lot of people online taking this to the next level. they're sharing all of this video through tons of different ways. So they'll record a video and throw it up on Facebook, or they'll do the Facebook Live. And they're setting up studios with lights and mics and cameras and all this other stuff to try to get their messages out there. Why are people spending all this time and money to get their messages out via video and via audio? Well, because it works. Here's the thing about video that's different than print. Video is very interactive, especially in something like a blab. When you're doing a blab, you have the opportunity to invite people in to those guest seats, to ask questions, to interact. It's much more like a conversation one-on-one, as if somebody was sitting across from you at a table. That's why these videos are so powerful. Also, video, because it's moving in the timeline, tends to garner a lot more attention inside of something like Facebook or Twitter or even Snapchat, which is a whole nother story. Because it's moving, it grabs your attention, it grabs your eye. So by putting video up, a lot of people are using video in their ads to do advertising on Facebook and on Twitter and so on and so forth. So that's the key, is it creates attention, it creates engagement, and it's really driving people to hear your messages. There's another component of this, and that component is you get to see what the other person looks like. You get to interact with them. You get to see exactly who they are. You get to feel their integrity. And if they're trying to sell you something, you can tell the difference between a used car salesman and somebody who's just, you know, really being honest and trying to give you great information. So audio and video has really changed the scope of what's happening inside of online marketing. Now, here's the other benefit of audio and video. When I finish a blab, Blab automatically sends me a downloadable video file and audio file. So I take that blab, and occasionally I have to edit it because a lot of times it's beta software, so there's technical difficulties. So I can trim it down and get just the core content. Then I can upload it to YouTube. So now I've got this great thing that I've just done live, and I could throw it up to YouTube. And then I take that YouTube video and I pull it into blabwithbacon.com. So now I've got content that was original live, sitting on YouTube, and now sitting on a website. I can also take the audio file that they give you and turn it into a podcast, or just put it up as an audio file. Then if you want to, you can have that transcribed. So by spending whatever time it is, 15 minutes, half hour, hour on Blab, you now have three potential mediums that you can share with your audience. That's the power of multimedia. That's the power of what this stuff does. So using video as a content generation platform actually extends your reach to multiple different audiences. And that's the key, is now you can have video, audio, print, pictures, whatever it is that you want. And a lot of these platforms, Blab, Periscope, all integrate directly with Twitter. So inside of Twitter, you can immediately say, I'm doing a blab. And you can share it across other social media platforms. So this is content generation at its best. It gives you the opportunity to engage and communicate directly with your customers, with your potential customers, with experts, to do a lot of different things with one action. Now, all you have to do is figure out who your audience is, find a way to get them to show up, and then communicate with them the way they want to be communicated to. I know a lot of this stuff is new, but it's evolving and changing right before our eyes. Blab is beta. It's not even real software yet. And who knows what's coming next? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Go out, try it, watch what other people are doing, experiment, have fun, and see if there's a way you can grow your business with these cool tools.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.